GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. George on vacation in Florida, dialing in on the PDQ door telephone line. State Senator Jeff Timberlake, the Republican of Turner. Jeff, welcome back to our program. How are you, Mr. Senator?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing great. And you?
I had to go grocery shopping this weekend, and I thought of you when I opened the grocer's refrigerated case and I saw a pack of eggs, and on the package it said that they were range-free, and on the phrase written on the container was, "Taste the freedom." And it had headed me thinking of you. You'd already said that you'd be able to call in and give us an update. Remind us of the bill, the legislative document, whatever you call it, that that came up and you warned us about. What was the bill and what would it have done?
It was the bill to, I call it the Free the Chickens. It was the cage bill that said that the state of Maine would no longer be allowed to have caged chickens. They'd have to be what they call cage free, which still they're in cages, they're in coops, they're in nesting boxes, however you want to cut. They go from 48,000 chickens to a barn to 250,000 chickens to a barn, so you really didn't. They still only have a 1 foot space per chicken, but the committee on last Thursday made a vote that said that they really didn't. What the committee had the biggest problem with, to be honest, was not so much the cage versus the cage-free. They had a little bit of problem with government telling a business how they should run their business in the state of Maine. But they had a bigger problem with the price of eggs, the sale of whether you could buy caged eggs for 99 cents a dozen or whether you was going to buy cage-free eggs for $2.62 a dozen. And they decided, the committee decided 11 to 1, that Maine people should have the choice and should make the choice of whether you want to buy caged eggs or you want to buy cage-free eggs. And it should be, you know, the American way, the freedom. So, and that's what they went with.
Reminder.
And so now we'll know whether it gets through the House and the Senate. We still got that to go, but it was 11-1 vote out of the committee.
When do you see this going to the chambers?
Oh, God, they're starting to run bills at a pretty high rate of speed, and it was supposed to be out of there by April 15th, so it'll be interesting to see, but I suspect it'd be up maybe this week or the first of next week.
Okay, many of our listeners kind of rolled their collective eyes as they heard you describe this bill to us, and remind them what it might have meant to some of the egg producers, some that are in the backyard in your district.
Yeah, well, because Turner, Maine, back in the 70s and 80s and through the 90s, was the largest brown egg producers in the world. And this potentially was going to shut them down. No, it wasn't potentially going to shut them down. If the law would have passed as originally written, they would have been out of business within 2 or 3 years, because there's no way they was going to be able to even do the conversion or make the conversion happen. So, you know, it was going to be devastating to the state of Maine. You wouldn't have been able to get any eggs that were raised in Maine then, basically, unless you bought them from your little local farm store. You know, I'm a little local farmer, because anything over 3,000 chickens, you had to meet these new standards, and anybody who had over 3,000 chickens, you know. So it was going to really raise the price of eggs in the state of Maine from somewhere from what you're paying now for $1.25 a dozen to somewhere around, you know, $3-4 a dozen, who knows? Because they were actually going to ban the sale of caged eggs in the state of Maine. You couldn't even buy them if you wanted to. And that would literally raise, because the market wouldn't be able to handle it, would have literally raised the price of eggs from somewhere around, as I say, the $1.20 to $3-5 a dozen, however it goes.
Maine State Senator Jeff Timberlake, the Republican of Turner, here with a follow-up on the bill that would have required egg producers to go, and I use the air quotes here, cage-free in the state of Maine. Did the committee hear from any businesses during the hearing?
Yeah, they heard from a whole bunch of businesses, a whole bunch of local farmers, because it was really going to help affect the local farming industry as well as just the egg industry, because so many dairy farmers and small organic farmers use the chicken manure because it's certified organic, so they can use it on their organic farms, and even the regular dairy farms, that's what they use to raise their corn crops all over the state of Maine. So, but that's only one thing. We need to talk about a couple other things that are happening in the legislature, Rick.
Oh, what else is going on, Jeff?
Well, the Senate Republicans put in a bill last week. Senator Farron, who serves on the Transportation Committee, put in a bill called the Act to Fix the Damn Roads.
Oh, just like the governor said, just like the governor said in her State of the State, fix the damn roads.
Well, we figured we should use that. The bill proposes to take the money. If you didn't hear us a week or so ago, we're coming across another $74 million in surplus. And so the commissioner, DOT commissioner, has said that he's got $66 million worth of shovel-ready work, the jobs they didn't finish last year that they ran out of money on. So we put a bill in to fix the damn roads, an act to fix the damn roads that puts in $83 million, takes it out of surplus, takes $66,000 for the shovel-ready jobs and another $17,000 to do the skinny mix that we put on, because we don't think we should be borrowing that money, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't be borrowing the money that we should have had for last year, bonding. We shouldn't be borrowing money anywhere. And in there, we're hoping to work into that same proposal that maybe we can use the sales tax that's already generated from the sale of new and used cars to maybe pay for roads going into the future so we could cut back on bonding. We also, I put in a bill, the Senate Republicans also put in a bill for the nursing homes and home health care workers to use some of the surplus money out of the Medicare expansion money that was put in, so that, you know, you heard about the facility in Hollowell that is shut down. It laid off 300, going to lay off 300 mm-hmm. employees and leave about 650 people in their homes not getting services. So I think you heard a couple, 3 weeks ago, the Senate president and the senator for Kenny Beck say, you know, if Jeff Timberlake is concerned about this, he should have put bills in. Well, I put in two bills in the last session to fix the nursing homes. And we actually spent money in the last budget, the money that we had given to our caucus, and we put all of our money towards nursing homes and home health care. So we are reacting to it. We're not trying to spend any new money. I believe that all this extra money we get at some point in time needs to go back to the taxpayer. We don't need to keep spending it all. If we're raising more than we have, then we should give it back to where it came from.
Concerning using the governor's own words from the State of the State in the bill, fix the damn roads, that's pretty clever. Whose idea was that? It's going to be tough for the governor to say no to that, because that's what she called for. That's for what she asked.
Well, it was something that Senator Farron and me and a few others had been working on a solution to the problem, because as you remember, Senator Jackson and President Jackson and the senator from Kennebec all had said they should come up with a plan. So we came up with a plan. We've submitted it. We've asked for a ballot. At this point in time, the president and the Speaker of the House have not released the ballot so that we can get signatures to let them become bills, which is really odd, because I've been signing bills as leadership. Ledge Council signs. If you put a bill in now, it usually comes up to ballot, mm-hmm. and you circulate it around, and all the leaders sign it, either yes or no. And they haven't let these two go out to ballot yet. So, and it's been over a week now. So really interesting what's happening here.
There's only so much money in that overflow, I'll call it an overflow, that's headed our way. And I know a lot of people are going to be reaching for it. What's the likelihood that we could see some of this money go to roads and bridges?
I got to believe it's pretty big. I mean, Republicans, whether they be Senate Republicans or House Republicans, all believe in this. And I believe most of the Democrats do, too, that, you know, the roads need repair. I heard you say this morning on the radio going up that, you know, Aroostook County is going to get more spend in it than any other county in the state this year. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to spend this money, and we need to fix these roads. And we have a surplus. We don't need to put it into more government spending, more expansion of government, more employees. You know, all you see in the supplemental budget is adding employees to departments. And almost every department has at least 10% of its department has unfilled positions there today. So if you need more employees, transfer them from one area of the department to another area of the department. We don't need to add more employees that we need to fund that aren't there.
That's something we've been talking about with your colleague, Jim Hamper, from Oxford, and we've heard it from you as well. There are positions that are unfilled. They're just placeholders. seat fillers, perhaps, in budgets, but they're just taking up space, and we could maybe use some of them now. I know that you say that. I know Jim says that. Does anyone on the other side of the aisle say that?
I'm not going to speak for them. You know, that's not my job, but I can speak for Republicans. I sat in on the Ag Conservation Forestry Committee the other day when they were doing their budget, and they were adding positions, and I knew at the time, I think Senator Black asked them, how many unfilled positions do you have in the department today? And I think it was 35 or 37 that were unfilled, and they were asking for another 20 or 25 positions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, those 35 or 37 positions, we're funding. It's not that they're sitting there and we're not spending the money. We're funding those. We're sending that money. Even though there's nobody there, we send the money to that department, who somehow, through the end of the year, will transfer that to somewhere else and be spent. So, you know, we are growing government in kind of a...
Jeff, before we go, a listener, Jim, writes us, goes back to the chicken bill. He's scratching his head. You're telling me the chicken bill was passed as an emergency bill? We went around that mountain with you before, but it still seems kind of hard to wrap our minds around the fact that one lawmaker's idea that we need to let chickens be cage-free made it through Ledge Council as an emergency bill to be in this session.
Yes, and we can't get the roads one in so far. That's amazing, eh?
State Senator Jeff Timberlake with an update for our listeners. Jeff, thank you so much. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You have a good day, and everybody have a good day now.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.